time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone like we always do with just a little bit of live music. This is Falling in Love. This is done by me, by Carla Nivens. This is from my first CD that is entitled True Worship. Sit back and enjoy.
Falling, falling in love. I'm falling.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I hope you enjoyed Falling in Love. That's from my first CD called True Worship, where our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. You can get all the great information about Love Ministries. We have so many things coming up for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, so many places for you to get involved, and you can get your young people involved with us. So go to loveministriesbills.org. Our show today is sponsored by Arlington Jones. Arlington Jones has a vintage Christmas concert coming up on December 7th. Go to arlingtonjones.com for ticket information and information about the show. It is a show that you won't want to miss, and it's a show that's appropriate for the family, a Christmas show appropriate for the family. Well, I'm very excited to get into our interview for today. We are welcoming Mitchell West. Mitchell is he's a creative person. He resides in Grand Prairie, Texas right now. He's immersed in the hip hop culture. He's a lyricist, a battle rapper, composer, producer, crooner, and speaker. His stuff is just amazing. So we are so excited that you're here. Thanks for being here, Mitchell.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. This is like one of my first times being on radio.
Gotta
start it off right.
That's right. Well, wonderful. Well, Mitchell, you do so much. Mm-hmm. And so I really want you to share with everyone. I know you through as a rapper, mm-hmm. and you've done some stuff with us at the church before.
Absolutely.
And you slayed. I mean, everybody loved it.
It was fun.
I got all of these calls about, who was that guy? What's his name? What's his number? From people that were in the building and people that were just watching online. So tell us more about you and what you do and your background and everything.
Absolutely. So my name that was given to me through birth is Mitchell West, mm-hmm. and I'm an artist, and artistically my rap name is Love Nindo, and it basically just resolves around me wanting my way of life to be loving people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't do the greatest job of that all the time, but when people look at me and kind of sum up who I am and what I'm about, I want it to my desire is it to be, man, that dude loves people very well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to be and striving to be. So there is the artistic side of me, and then a lot of people know me through the battle rap side of me. So, like, I do battle rap, and in the battle rap realm, I put on my backpack, and I'm known as Street Hymns because my motto is doing hymns for the streets because the streets need him.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of facets about me artistically, creatively. I love writing. I love singing. I love rapping. And I love being an impact in my community.
You know? So how did you get into all that? I know your upbringing is very interesting. Yeah. And I think as you share your story with our listeners, that people will see themselves in your story, and it may, because there are so many people that are trying to figure out, okay, I'm young, I'm a Christian, what does that mean? What does that mean for my future? Yeah. What am I trying to do? Who am I trying to be? I'm a little different than, you know, maybe so many of my other friends. What am I connecting to? What am I doing with my life?
I think in my lane, it was a little easier for me than the average mm-hmm. kid growing up, because typically when you ask someone in youth ministry or a child, it's like, hey, so how are you being used by the church? If you're not involved in the parking ministry, the praise team, or any type of thing that is performance-based, mm-hmm. then you're not really feeling used. So I guess my path was a little bit easier because I am a rapper, I'm an artist, but I understand that for those who are seeking what it means to have purpose and what it means to have a calling that you're actually pursuing, I encourage people like that to lean on the church, because I feel like one thing that the church we can start doing is encouraging our young leaders to mm-hmm. be leaders, mm-hmm. you know, and do so outside of just, hey, I'm training you to be a youth pastor. It's like, you know, there's so many careers, it's so many things that we can do and encourage people into doing and just allow them to do what they're already passionate about and just say, yo, add Jesus in that. You know, you like streaming Fortnite? Cool. You know what I'm saying? Find a way to utilize your calling into what you already love doing in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, you love fashion? Find a way to incorporate that. You know, my path was like already something like, oh, we can just put you on stage. So, you know, but I do love being able to display my gifts and my talents and just inspire people through speaking because I've been doing it since, you know, I was very, very young age.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had me on stage at the age of 4 because I was telling him I wanted to be a rapper at the age of 3, you know. So it was one of those things that I really did enjoy as a kid, and I saw all my role models around me doing that because my dad always had people in the studio at the house. They come through, record. I'm sitting there watching it all. Then they go hit the streets and start doing ministries like that, and I'm, like, soaking it all up. Like, yo, this is what I want to do. And kind of,
right.
I think that kind of sparked that fire in me to kind of also want to join into things like battle rap, you know.
So what is the word battle rap? What does that even mean? What does that mean?
For those who are completely unknowledgeable of the culture, it's kind of like if you've seen the movie 8 Mile, it's like that just without a beat. But the battle rap culture is, in a nutshell, very much violence-based, pride-based, and what you can kind of get the stigma for hip-hop culture, you know, drugs, sex, women, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of lyrically exemplify that while trying to down your opponent and demean them typically.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely is it a battle about, you know, encouraging someone else, but typically it's, how can I make you look bad and make me look better? And so you have people who do 2 to 3 minute rounds of just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Okay.
So what me and a couple of my homies do, myself, Street Hems, Loso, A Ward, and a guy named The Saga. The Saga was one of the ones who inspired me to even start as a Christian battle rapper.
Mm-hmm.
We go in there and we show confidence, the love of God, and, you know, and we show the conquering spirit of God as well.
Because,
you know, for some reason people think that, oh, we're Christians in battle rap, it must be going in there trying to throw flowers and hugging. It's like, no, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, God is a conqueror, you know? So we can show and exemplify what it means to be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
You know, we're not called to be wimps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it is one of the misconceptions of being a man of God, you know, and making it seem like, oh, well, Jesus was out there picking lilies. No, Jesus is the one who's going to come back when it comes to judgment. So you can show and display what it means to be bold, you know, on stage. And that's one thing that we do. But we do so in a very, very loving way, but also, in my opinion, in a very dope way, lyrically and creatively. So we go in there and we find creative ways to challenge our opponents, you know, call them to a standard and just love them, you know, but also beat them.
So are there certain arenas where people can go to see battle rap, to experience it?
And here is the dilemma.
Okay.
Oh, it's accessible.
Okay.
It's just every time people are like, man, whenever you got your next battle, let me know. I said, cool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
okay,
the arenas and the places it's held at is very much so non-church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because of that, I remember when I first started doing it, people were like, hey, man, I don't know if you should be doing that. You know, like, it's not really good for your image. It's not really. I'm like, okay, when I read the scriptures, I see the ekklesia.
Yes.
Ek, Greek, out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means we're the called out ones.
Yes.
And we're expecting people to keep coming into the church.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, by the numbers and by the statistics, non-believers aren't really interested in coming in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go meet them where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I'm like, yo, let's go out. let's go round them up, man.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that the tough part is every time I'm hearing about people and their perspective of evangelism, it's like you have to go out and make sure you insert gospel in every conversation. It's like, no, you live it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your words are a byproduct of what your heart and your actions should be showing.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're going out there showing consistency, love, and then using your words, I feel like that's where we win, you know? So for me, I'm just going out, man, and just going to the places that a lot of people don't go. But it's accessible.
Right.
You know, you can
right.
come to a battle.
Right.
I'll give
right.
you the address.
Right.
Just, right. just know it ain't going to be where you got Starbucks at. You know,
right.
it's going to be in the hood. You know?
Well, you know, that's encouraging to me
mm-hmm.
because I feel the same. I feel like the Lord calls us out in so many places.
Yeah.
And we have to be willing to kind of be who we are outside of the church and tell ourselves it's okay. And tell us and remind ourselves, honestly, we are being like Jesus when we are out. And there are so many movements even in certain businesses. They are now starting small groups in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting prayer ministries in
That's
the
dope.
Workplace.
That's dope.
I was just singing this week for a certain company, and one of the top leaders was going to, and I hope to have them on the radio show, but he was going to, you know, go and maybe start ministry.
That's dope.
And the person that owned the company said, wait just a minute, what if you started a ministry right here?
Oh, man.
And so it's changing everything. It's changing the culture.
Yeah.
And we have to be able to, us church people, and I'm the same as you are. I've been singing and I've been in church and been in ministry since I call it knee-high to a duck because I was short then. I'm short now, still short, but I was short then. Too short to be up there, you know, singing and all that kind of stuff and leading in worship. But, you know, I've grown up in ministry and in church as well, and I really feel my heart tugging in the way of what can we do as the church outside, and what can we do
yeah.
to promote community and share Jesus with, you know, anybody who will want to be in community with us.
That's dope.
Yeah.
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 So that's really good. So I know that what you're saying is encouraging to so many young people who are listening, and they will say, okay, I think I can figure out how to take my love and my passion
yeah.
and just be Jesus, you
Absolutely.
Know, just be Jesus Christ and
Absolutely.
Show love in that. So Mitchell, I know that you've got a new single
mm-hmm.
out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us about the single.
So it's called Non-GMO. And artistically, like I said, my artist name is Love Nindo.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is literally about a couple things. So first, I'm a vegan. You know, I've been
yeah,
vegan
okay.
for like 4 years. I'm very much so, even more than just being vegan, I'm very much so, I gotta have everything natural.
Okay.
You know, so if I haven't consumed anything without reading a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it has like red dyes or yellow dye, 50, 22, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing and learning more about, you know, the earth and then our bodies and how our bodies are literally connected to the earth. And I've had these conversations with people. It's like, all right, at the end of the day, the common phrase is you are what you eat. And for me, I'm like, okay, well, maybe we should eat what we are. And I look at the chemical properties within the ground and the earth, and I'm like looking at our bodies and saying, okay, these are the same exact thing. You know, I'm able to talk to non-believers, and then I'm saying, hey, when I'm looking at the scriptures, I see that God made us from the dust,
mm-hmm.
which really means he made us from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He used the materials from the earth to create us. And so I'm seeing that, and I'm like, well, let me consume what's already available to me. And so I try to keep things really, really not, like, natural, you know. And,
okay.
and what the modern phrase is non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
So it's non-genetically modified. There's
mm-hmm.
no synthetic materials added to this. And so that's the first way I look at it. But also my music is very non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
It's very authentic. It's real. Nothing's tainting it. Nothing that's fake is entering it. Nothing
mm-hmm.
synthetic. I'm not influenced by things that are gonna poison it. So for me, I'm like, I'm giving you a 100% real, genuine, natural product.
Hmm.
You know, in myself, in my words, in my deed. You know, and just in the music.
Yeah.
So. It's called Non-GMO, and, you know, we pushing it. We got the music video dropping this month as well.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been fun, and I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a really, really great, great movement that I'm going to be able to start up. So
Yeah. I know it feels, I mean, it feels so good to start something and get to the end of it. Creatives.
Yeah.
So many creatives, you know, we're great at starting things.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not great at, you know, seeing the finished product, but there's so much just joy and fulfillment and satisfaction that it comes from taking this thing from this is what the Lord gave me. This is the vision he gave me. These are the words he gave me. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down, and then I started the process and got it done, and I finished.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, ideas, that's easy.
Right.
You know, casting vision, that's easy.
Right.
Following through,
there you go.
Thing. You know, I'm able to hear somebody's idea and expand on it. I'm able to come up with my own ideas that are, I feel like, are next level, you know, apps, inventions, songs, bars, all these things. And it's just like, all right, when's it coming out? Oh, yeah, I already started working on something new.
You know,
it's hard to get the folks. But it's great because I'm with an organization called Rick's Creative.
Okay.
And they are helping me. They're my consultation team, and they've been helping me literally put the things that I put out there into order, you know, to say, all right, if we're going to release stuff, it's got to have intention behind it. It's got to have marketing strategy behind it. I come from doing everything my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I didn't have somebody making beats, I was making my own beats.
Right.
When I didn't have somebody doing my graphics, I was doing my own graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to have a team that says, all right, let's help you and assist you in doing these things. So all you have to do is worry about is making music and keeping yourself pure for the art, you know.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
It's been a beautiful process.
Yeah. Wonderful. So the single, it's available. How can people get it? How can people download it?
You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. It's going to be on YouTube for the video.
All right.
Instagram, you can follow me at Love Nindo, N-I-N-D-O. And yeah, it's literally already available, and we're working on. So it's a two-part project. The project's called Silver Till I'm Platinum.
Okay.
And the first half of it's out. The second half of it's coming out. And the first half of it has the single Non-GMO on it. So it's available out and out everywhere right now. But be on the lookout for the actual single video, because, man, it's dope.
All right.
It's dope.
All right. So where did you have the opportunity to shoot the video? Or what's the vision behind the video?
So the vision behind the video is literally, the vision behind the video is me coming into this garden. And we went to a garden that I was familiar with, a place called Bonton Farms.
Yeah.
And Bonton Farms, for those of y'all don't know, is in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a place where there is a food desert. And so Bonton legitimately had organization, nonprofit organization that ended up building a garden in the hood and providing a market for people to go to, and everything is grown there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I saw goats, I saw chickens, I saw a beekeep. You see the vegetables, the fruits, everything is grown there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a market where they make the stuff and sell the eggs. And it's a beautiful thing to know that I don't have to drive 5-10 miles away to go to a Whole Foods and get good food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it's already right there. And also, the people in the community are the ones working it.
Right.
And so for me, that was a great place to make the setting for the video.
All right.
And so we went there. And kind of the vision behind it, and one of the best parts about the video is in the beginning you see them a little girl planting a chain, my silver chain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always wear a silver chain, and she plants my silver chain into the ground, and it starts watering it. And then later on in the video, what you'll see is me coming out the ground.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm literally in the ground. So it's a dope little, you know, visual thing to tease your eyes. But like, oh, man, he really did get in the ground. Like, we dug a hole and put me in the ground.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, it's coming out.
All right. Well, that's cool. Okay. So I know everybody will be looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So we'll connect with you and make sure that we get it a bunch of likes and all of that good
stuff.
And get your single. So I have a bunch of more questions, but we need to take a break. So let's take a break.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. We are having a great conversation with Love Nindo. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much again for being here with us. And over the break, we were kind of chatting about some different things that you've done, and you've done some work with youth, children, and teens that I would love for you to share with the listeners.
So I think my passion for youth came from being invested in at a young age. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't look back and think, when was the time I didn't have mentors? And so even when I was going to camp, I was going to a Christian sports camp called Kids Across America. Mm-hmm. I went there for 10 summers. And then immediately when I aged out, I went back as a counselor. And I worked there for 7 summers. So I've always had great mentors, great leaders that kind of invested in me and sold into my life. So it kind of, you know, I kind of just followed suit and did that myself as well. Mm-hmm. So this last year, you know, Street Hymns was not just a battle rap name or a name that I just used. My ministry is Street Hymns, and mm-hmm. I love being able to use my gifts and use who I am to minister to the urban community, you know, which is specifically Black Latino community that enjoys hip hop. Mm-hmm. So it was about 3 years ago when I was working with a nonprofit called Initiative, and we did a serve day at this community called Village Oaks. And while at Village Oaks, this is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. We're there, me and my friend Beta, we were there working, helping out and stuff like that, stayed a little longer afterwards, showed up early, just so we can invest in the community and actually take advantage of what was going on there. Mm-hmm. And apparently, like, the people that were involved in Village Oaks saw what we were doing and were like, yo, these guys are different. They actually want to be here, you know, and not to say anybody else, but it's like, yo, they want to be here. Mm-hmm. And we did. And so, funny enough, we do another event with Initiative, and then the people that were kind of there helping out in the community of Village Oaks were like, yo, we saw how invested y'all were last time y'all were here and wanted to know if y'all be interested in moving here. And we were like, that's crazy, because we were actually looking for a place to stay. And so the Lord kind of let all that happen. We moved to that community. Mind you, Village Oaks is a community that was impoverished, very low income, and low education for mm-hmm. sure. You know, one-parent households is the typical, you know, the typical status quo. And when I tell you, we moved there and our mission just kind of bled into what the organization there was already doing. And the organization is called Behind Every Door, a dope nonprofit that literally allowed us to stay there and house us for free just for the purpose of being there, you know, getting minimum wage, but helping out, you know, in the community. So we stayed after they came from school. We helped them out with their homework, helped them out with getting meals, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Behind Every Door provided free meals for them. And it was a dope experience. But at one point in time, the owner of Behind Every Door was like, how can I use you better? And so I said, well, build me a studio. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, within 4 weeks, he had the equipment. He had the computer, the Pro Tools, the Fruity Loops, everything in front of me. And we just picked a little closet. And then mm-hmm. I ended up having a studio for me to record and record the kids, record podcasts. And I was literally being able to use these creative juices that these kids have and just being able to put it out there and instead of having to put it into the streets, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think one thing that we have to realize as this next generation is coming up, everybody around them is desiring to be famous. You know, that's mm-hmm. what social media has done. It's very accessible to be famous. It's not as far away as we may think.
Right.
And so a lot of these kids are wanting to be rappers, wanting to be YouTubers, wanting to be podcast starters, wanting to be vloggers. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let's invest in that as the church, because we should be the ones backing them and showing them how to do so in the context that could be beneficial, right, rather than allowing them to go and do it on their own and just, you know, making those mistakes. So that's one thing we wanted to empower them by doing with the studio. And all while also there, I ended up building a garden, because there was a garden that used to be in Village Oaks, but for a while it just kind of just died out. And they were like, man, we want to get the garden started back up. So anybody want to do it? I was like, I'll do it, you know?
Right.
I'm already vegan. I love health and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. I've never farmed before. I never mm-hmm. planted a seed and saw it grow. And for me, being able to teach these lessons to these kids, so I did the studio stuff with the older kids, but with the younger kids, being able to say, hey, you're going to plant this seed, you're going to water it, and then the next day you'll see it sprout.
Mm-hmm.
You see the look on their faces like, yo, I did that.
Right.
You know? And it's simple material lessons. It's what the Bible did all the time. All the metaphors Jesus did was something that people related to.
Right.
In a physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he made it spiritual. And so reaping what you sow, you know, teaching kids that when you sow something, you can reap it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having them see these tomatoes grow, these cucumbers grow, the kale grow, and then in harvest season, picking it, and then having our cook the food
right.
that they just made. It's
right.
like, wow, yo, like we went through the whole process
yeah.
of
yeah.
harvesting after plant. And beautiful experience. It was a beautiful experience. And for someone who knows that one thing that community lacks is consistency,
mm-hmm.
to challenge them and say, hey, you can't take a day off when it comes to watering this.
Right.
You can't take a day off when it comes to taking care of the weeds and getting the bugs out of the way and the mm-hmm. ants, you have to be consistent or else it'll die out.
Right.
And then the same way, I'm relating that back to their lives.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you need positivity around you. You need people who are going to sow into you. You need some consistency. And so for them, it's like, wow, you know, you're planting those seeds literally and metaphorically
right, right.
in their minds and hearts at a young age. They're going to grow up with that,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's huge. That's huge. That's saving children's lives. I think in any way we can do that is exactly what we should be doing with our lives.
Absolutely.
That is huge. That really is huge.
The future.
Yeah, they are the future. And they need that. And they need those examples that they understand, that they can see, that they can get into their heads and into their hearts to say, my life has meaning, it has
Absolutely.
Value,
mm.
you know, I can use my God-given gifts, I
yeah.
can create something, I can produce something,
yep. Yep.
all of that. I'm all about it. That's wonderful. So, Love Nindo, I want you to talk about your travels next. I know, because I follow you on Instagram, and mm-hmm. I'm not great at being on Instagram all the time, but
me neither.
your posts come up often, and
yeah.
I know that you've done some pretty big trips,
yeah.
and I saw one, I believe it was from when you were in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in Israel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people were stopping you on the street and saying, you look like an artist. what are you doing? You know, and then
yeah.
you would start sharing the love of Jesus Christ, like right there.
Yeah.
You weren't even,
yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
even at a concert or anything. So tell us
fun.
About it.
So I think, first of all, being in Israel and then dressing up in the way I dressed and being black,
mm-hmm.
they kind of were like, you're not from here. You do something, right? And then I'm walking around with like this like gimbal and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, oh, like, and so they're hopping in my camera like, yo. It's like, you gonna put this on YouTube? It's like, yeah. They're like, we're gonna be on YouTube. I'm like, wow, y'all are really excited. Like, man, you know? So when I told them I rap, they didn't care how good I was. They were just like, yo,
mm-hmm.
I just got to take a picture with a rapper. I'm like, yeah, cool. I was like, I actually make good music too. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But so I went to Israel through a very, very amazing program called Israel Collective.
Okay.
And literally what they do is they sponsor young leaders to go experience the Jesus experience.
Right.
And so they flew us out. They took care of our housing. They took care of our food. And all we had to do was just enjoy a vacation mm-hmm. of walking where Jesus walked and learning about literal things happening in Israel, past, present, and future.
Hmm.
And so for me, it was just a very much so enlightening experience. But it's crazy. A lot of times, you know, people tell you about when they step on new land, it's like, oh, man, I could just tell it was different. I'm like, when I stepped down there, I was like, this feels familiar, you know, in a weird way. Like, okay. It didn't feel like, oh, man, I shouldn't be. It's like, yo, like, this feels like home. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a very, very amazing time to soak up the actual ground, you know, got to swim in the Dead Sea, which was amazing. Wow. Yeah, you get the mud, you can kind of rub it on you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It cleans you up. Don't dip your hair in, because the salt is very, very, oh, yeah, it's piercing.
Okay.
Some people tried to be funny and wash their face. It's like, okay, bet. And they were just like, because, yeah, it's very salty. But one thing I did learn from that experience was the Dead Sea is so salty that nothing there sinks. Everything floats. So if you swim in the Dead Sea, you don't have to actually swim. You can just lay there and you'll float across the Dead Sea.
Okay.
You know, and so that lesson taught me, I got a life lesson from that experience, and that is, being that the Dead Sea is the lowest place you can go on Earth, in your lowest point, you can't sink. You know, all you can do is elevate.
Yeah.
You're like, and it's just a dope thing to understand, like, the Lord placed that little tidbit.
Yes.
Even in the material sense of like, yo, don't think that at the lowest I can't elevate you.
Right, right.
You know, so it was great just levitating on the,
on the thing.
Because I'm not a great swimmer. So I'm like, I don't got to swim. I just float. But yeah, so I went to Israel, went to Colorado with other young leaders as well, mm-hmm. Through Initiative, the program. And I've been able to travel through battle rap as well, mm-hmm. New York, Carolina, Louisiana, a few places. It's tough to think off the top of the head, but I feel like the Lord has allowed this season to be where he just allows me to go, you know, and experience things. Because I don't think it's going to be something that's new to me. Mm-hmm. I haven't traveled this much ever in my life, mm-hmm. you know, especially last year. I really didn't take a break from music. It's just, it was a hold because I was working with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm in a place where it's like, all right, the kids, I finished the program at Behind Every Door and moved mm-hmm. out of Village Oaks. And now it's like, all right, now go do what you're supposed to do, you know, in another facet. So it's been an amazing time just being able to go see the world, you know.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have a passport. Well, I mean, it's one of those things like everyone always says, like, oh, I'll travel one day, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to see the world, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody from my family ever owned a passport, you know, because it's just, you know, you get caught up in the regular schedule of life. Mm-hmm. I actually got to go overseas, and I was like, yo, I'm the first to travel, you know, aside from like my war family. But it's just, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm so appreciative through all the programs that allow me to do that.
Yeah. I love that. I love that, number one, because I can relate to, and the Lord has taught me this, and I always have to remember when I feel like I'm at my lowest point, I always have to remember how much the power of the Holy Spirit in his presence, how much I feel, you know, at the lowest point. And there are so many times when we are very tempted to look at our current situation and we look at it with our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, we look at our current situation and say, Lord, I thought I was following you. Hmm. Why am I here?
Yeah.
But then as we continue to commune with the Holy Spirit and dig in scripture, we find that a lot of times you cannot look at your situation with your eyes. Hmm. You have to see through the eyes of the Lord, through what the Holy Spirit is doing, and knowing that when you are only, it's when you're feeling at your lowest point. I don't know if we're ever at, you know,
Exactly.
our lowest point. It's like, this is how I feel.
And that's the thing, and that's what faith is.
Yeah.
You know? And one thing that people have a misconception of is that Christianity is a blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, you're just looking through a different lens. You know, for example, when Abraham was asked to expose his faith, it wasn't something where, hey, sacrifice your son. And it's like, all right, well, you know, let me spend time with him because I have to sacrifice my son tomorrow. Let's go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Let's have the food we never tasted before. Let's have a great time. He's like, no, he woke up early in the morning and he went to go sacrifice him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that sacrifice was also in mind of a promise beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I will make you a great nation.
Right.
And it's going to come through,
right,
quote unquote, your only son.
Right.
He had another son, but Ishmael wasn't the son of promise. It was Isaac. So mm-hmm. he's like, all right, Lord, either I'm going to see a miracle happen, you know, or intervention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so he knew and trusted in God.
Trusted
that wasn't
Lord.
Blind. It mm-hmm. was, I am trusting in God with the promise. And what was the promise he was given? You know, that mm-hmm. your son will be who I put this line through.
Mm-hmm.
So our faith is not one that's, oh, man, we don't see and we're just kind of going. And no. Our faith is one where we have this candle in a dark room and we can only take the steps we see because
mm-hmm.
we know what is in front of us. But we can't see far when this candle mm-hmm. is just take the steps. And I'm guiding you in this, listening
right.
to my voice as you're following.
Right. Right.
You know, so I just want to encourage people, like, whenever people try to challenge you and say you have a blind faith, no. There's blind faith out there, but that's not the purpose of what the faith is
mm-hmm.
called and
mm-hmm.
what it was called to be. It's called to be something where you're trusting in the word of the promise of what was given and what
Man.
Was said. And when you trust in that, then you're walking in the correct line of faith.
That's it right there. That's encouraging. That's an encouraging word for everybody, especially creatives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, especially creatives, because we can, you know, we can get to a point and we, you know, can kind of tend to be emotional, and we can get to the point where we let ourselves believe that we're at our lowest point.
Mm-hmm.
But we're walking with the Lord. We're hearing from the Holy Spirit, and we're accomplishing the things that the Lord wants us, you know, to accomplish in this earth and for his glory, not for our good, but for his glory.
Absolutely.
So, Love Nindo, have we talked about your website? We need to give everybody your website.
Yeah, lovenindo.com.
Okay.
You know, you can go there, or you can type in streethymns.net, and it's the same thing.
Same
it'll get
thing.
You there, yeah.
Okay.
But lovenindo.com, and you'll be able to get to link my music, my merchandise, all those things. And through there, you know, just check it out. Pretty fun site, and
yeah,
hit me up through there.
Yeah. So what would you say for any young person who is listening, or older person who is listening and thinking, I'm a creative, I want to get into music or into rap, what are the steps that you would encourage people to take?
I think that the steps are different per person. And I say that because everyone has a different musical journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it was somebody who was trained up in it and had mentors. A lot of times people don't have that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I will say that if you love making music, find a way to make music. Even though I had all the training and all the people who mentoring me, when I was in junior high, like, I didn't have a studio at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my friends downloaded a free program called Audacity. I would go over to his house and we'd just record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'd freestyle. We'd record over instrumentals that people already rapped over. But when we did it, we were like, okay, we got to rap not how they rap like everyone else does. We're going to do our own cadence, our own style.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, it taught me to be creative and not have to rely on someone else's work to get inspiration. You know, it's just, we just need a beat.
Right, right.
So I just encourage people, just create. And that's the thing. When you create, you're going to want to create.
Mm-hmm.
When you sleep, you're going to want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we have to realize. Like, when you spend all day sleeping, it's like, man, I slept all day. I'm still tired. Yeah, because that's what sleeping all day does for you.
Yeah,
it doesn't get you going. But when you're putting out those creative juices and letting them flow, it's like you start to get the rhythm of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writer's block isn't even an issue because it's like, even if I'm not writing something, I'm still able to create something else.
Right.
You know, I think that in this day and age, you can't just be a musician. You have to be a some type of, not a mogul, but you have to have something else involved in that. People
mm-hmm.
love music, but people want to love your life as well.
Right.
You want to be connected to who you are. You know, that's why when you hear a project, it's like, man, that project was cool. Then you go to a live show, and it's like, man, that project makes more sense now.
Mm-hmm.
I like this dude.
Right.
You know, because you're able to have that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so for artists out there, I just encourage people, be an original individual. The tough part about being creative, you always try to do something different and something new and something that nobody's ever done. If you are yourself, you'll always do something new.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always do something different because there's only one you on this earth. There will only be one you ever on this earth. And so just be yourself even when you create, and then you'll always be able to create something new and fresh.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's a good word. I love that. I love that. So talk about your educational background.
Yeah. So definitely graduated from high school, and then I immediately went from high school over to a Bible college in Philadelphia. At the time, it was called Philadelphia Biblical University, but now it's called Carn University, I believe. And I went there on a double major of vocal performance and theology. Now, I went vocal performance because in elementary I did choir, junior high I did choir, and in high school I did choir. I was like, let me do choir in college as well, you know. Right. And I did my trial video, and they accepted it. They were like, oh, man, you can sing. You sight read, all those things. Like, so cool. Let's put you in. I started in a program, and I don't know, although I still love choir, I loved singing with everybody, the teachers were amazing, geniuses. I just felt like the program was teaching you to be a teacher. And I was like, man, I don't think this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I not that I couldn't complete theory, it's just I didn't feel comfortable in pursuing it like that. I was like, man, I'd really just like making music, you know? So ended up making my major just be a single major of biblical studies. But before I was able to complete over there, I actually came back to Texas, then did some community college courses to, you know, make it cheaper on myself.
Right.
And knocked out my core classes, and then ended up going to a local college called Dallas Baptist University. And I got my degree there in theology. Actually completed all my classes. It's funny. So I actually completed my classes 4 years ago.
Okay.
But when I thought I completed it, they said I needed one more class.
Oh.
And so I had to go do that last class. After doing the last class, I didn't have enough money to actually, like, get and walk. And so, like, it was like a 2-year pending thing where I was like, man, I don't have the money for it, so I can't do it. I'm working in the hood. I don't really have the money just to pay. Mm-hmm. Somebody was generous enough to just pay off the rest of it.
All right.
And so, as of recent, I just got my diploma in the mail. So I'll try to walk officially, even though I have my diploma, this upcoming December.
All right. Yeah, that's really cool. So I wanted you to share that just to share another layer of what you do, because the lyrics you write, number one, you have a real and true personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And number two, you do have the background to write and produce things that really are your own creation, and they're deep and they have a lots of layers.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can dig into your lyrics and get closer to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. People around me that I grew up seeing create always had depth in their art.
Yeah.
And so even though I may not explicitly talk about Christ in my music as Love Nindo, like, abstract, you'll always hear the message in the background.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So everyone, go to lovenindo.com, and you can find out, and you can connect with Love Nindo. You can also follow him on social media.
Everywhere at Love Nindo.
That's right. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. We loved the conversation, and hopefully you'll come back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, everyone, go to loveministriesbuilds.org. That's, you can get all of the great information about Love Ministries. Love Ministries is a major sponsor of our show. Also, I just released a book of meditations for leaders. It's called True Leaders with Heart.
Nice.
You can go to my website, KARLANIVENS.com, to get connected with the book. It's available on Exelon Press, Amazon, and Barnes and Noble. So everyone, we want you to have a great week. We will see you back here next week. Every heart.